Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Okay, so whenever you're ready.
You recording?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Welcome back to Coolin' Out.
Kev.
Sal.
Rel. We in here today with the beautiful Sylvia Rosales.
Hi, how are you guys?
Tell people who you are, what you do.
So, thank you so much for having me today. Mm-hmm. I'm an accountant, and I practice in New York and New Jersey as well. So, I've been doing this for about 8 years. So, I teach people how to save money, right? But that's the fun part of it.
You teach people how to save money. I like that concept. What made you want to get into that? Like, did you always just, like, love math and numbers?
I actually did. I wasn't the type to actually like to read. So I like to teach people their finances, educate them, and kind of go from there. I like the whole aspect of, I think it's so simple, 1 + 1 = 2. Mm-hmm. So that's more simple for me than kind of reading a whole another book. But I mean, I still read, but then I have to. But it's just fun that way. I like to teach on that sense. You know, a lot of people, they don't teach this in college. So mm-hmm. when you're out in the world and you're like, wait, I got to pay this and that, or so where do I start? That's where I come in. You know,
that's very helpful, because I know when I got out of college, it was like, you know, caught me by surprise, like all the bills was like, shit, out of nowhere. So let's take it back a little bit. Where are you from originally?
I'm from New Jersey, Jersey City.
Oh.
You from Jersey?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. It's so quiet.
Nah, I mean, I was going to make a couple of jokes, but I'm going to save them.
Well, Fetty Wap's from
there. I just met you, so I don't want to, you know, ruin the relationship.
What are you going to say about Jersey City, huh?
Not nothing.
We love it so.
Kev loved Jersey City.
We love it dearly.
Kev loved Jersey City.
I don't know. I got a couple of situations that happened over there.
Oh. Mm.
Keep those
okay.
on wrap.
Yeah. Nah, it was weird.
It's going to the public.
But okay. Yeah, I mean, anyway. Jersey's cool.
Okay.
I was actually looking at renting a car. It's cheaper to rent in Jersey than in New
Super
York.
Super cheap.
Renting a car?
Yeah. I looked up because Bronx apparently is near New Jersey. So when I put my zip code.
It's not apparently, it is.
I don't think
it's
so.
Right across George Washington Bridge.
Not where I live.
Okay. Anyway. As we were saying. So tell us about yourself, like growing up. How was it in Jersey?
It wasn't that bad. Mm-hmm. You know, you go to school, you make friends. But I always kind of lean towards more math in that sense as per star. So I always surrounded myself with people that liked it, that like the nerd, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe I look like one. But.
So you were like, you were in the mathalon and like one of the mathletes and all that stuff?
I did the science, all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. I took pre-calculus way before college.
Jesus.
Like, wow. You know, things like that. So I'm like, I'm a little nerd, I guess so. That just, it was just fun for me.
I guess so.
It was just fun for me. Besides that, I like to tutor. So I did that a lot when I was younger, like 16, 17, like the smaller kids. So I don't know. I like that. The teaching part of it, maybe that's what attracted me the most. But it was good. Jersey City's not that bad, okay?
You had to slide that in there.
You had to slide it in at the end. So you go to college. Was this your first career choice right after college, or was it something after?
No, first.
I mean, before, sorry.
I decided accounting, I can tell you, I was 15 years old. 14, and that was the way I went. That was like finance, accounting, or administrative something, but it had to be with numbers. People are like, you're so crazy. I'm like, no, I just did. I chose it. You know, so it's pretty much from there.
Love the numbers.
Yeah, it's just, it's not that bad, okay? Like, college, they don't kick you and, oh my God, you got to learn this stuff. But I think you learn as you go, as everything you do. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to be a lawyer. I do argue a lot, but it's not cool.
Don't shit on attorneys.
I to prove my point. But I just like that part, like the more the teaching and the part that you can play with the numbers. You know, it's always, there's no buts. There's no, it's black or it's white. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no, you're not messing with the numbers around. Just, that's what it is. Yeah. You know, you're not switching the world or something like that. That's just how it goes. So that's what I liked it.
Mm. Gotcha. So before I get into any questions specifically about your business, I just want to praise you, because entrepreneurship is something I really respect and appreciate. And it's something a lot of people don't, you know, just do. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
But what made you want to start your own company?
I don't like people telling me what to do. Pretty simple as that. I'm like, oh man. I remember working, you know, for people. I was working accounting, doing taxes. I was like 19. Mm. And I was, you know, one of the, I think lucky. I don't say lucky. I just tell people, just work, you know, work with what you want. So I started at 19 and kind of doing taxes and, you know, helping now. And I don't like people telling me what to do. Like, Sylvia, do this. I'm like, I'm going to get it done. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get this first done. Mm-hmm. You know, then I do this. So it's just, I always said I need to have my own practices. No way. And then you out of college, you know, you get a better job and, you know, you think you're making the money that you want. Mm. And it's like, well, if they get this contract and they're making $100,000 off me and they pay me this. Okay, no, there's something wrong with this math. Mm.
So, oh, you did the math?
I was like, oh, no. So I just encourage people, you know, if you can do, you know, freelancing or, you know, whatever you need to do to mm-hmm. get a start, then yeah, mm-hmm. I didn't decide. Like, I always wanted to do it. I did, you know, jobs on the side and so on and so forth for a few years until I was like, just get this done already, you know, mm-hmm. let's start this up. You kind of get tired.
What's the process exactly from the time you decided to its inception?
It's a decision. There's no process. It's a decision.
No, but what goes into starting your actual
First of all, you got to prepare yourself mentally. I think so. It's the most thing. I read a lot of books on, like, you know, successful people and things like that, and empowered, and that you got to encourage yourself to do that, because it's not easy from going to a weekly paid job to you got to hustle to make sure you got to pay, you know, like, so speaking like that, but it's a mental process. Mm-hmm. And people can tell you a bunch of stuff like, oh, prepare yourself and save a lot of money. You're never going to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, you're never going to do it. That I learned. And I always heard, do it as soon as you can do it. You know, and that's what I did. I'm like, let me just jump in. If I can put this amount of work for somebody's business, I can do it for mine. And you can't be afraid of working. You're already working. So it's kind of, you know, work from there.
Mm-hmm. So you're working hard to earn money to start your own business. So where are your expenses going into?
My expenses. The most expensive way to start up, the expenses can be promotion. Paper, you know, so I don't have like something that you need to be. I'm very mobile, so my iPad, I mean, my monthly cell phone bill, like, you know, something like that. I don't have as many. I do have, you know, you people that work for you, and I have, you know, an assistant that helps out, but that would be like the most bill that there's there. Obviously, you gotta get the systems in place and everything runs. You gotta have the IT guy there just in case something happens. But then you network, and I'm glad to say, and I'm super proud to say that, and I appreciate everyone that has been around me, because everyone that works with me has helped build the business or set it up. They're my friends, or, you know, people that I know, or a cousin. So it's been, you know, kind of, it was just kind of set up. Like, here, here you go, take it, you know. So, and people that don't have that, you got to look for. I didn't think I had that either until I just decided to make the step. So it's pretty cool. Gotcha. My expenses not that bad.
As a new friend, I have your first referral. My friend over here. About two episodes Wait, it was like the second episode in. You mentioned something about the IRS, brother.
You keep bringing that back up.
I'm helping both of y'all.
You just setting me up to fail.
I'm not. I'm helping
you. No, you're not.
Oh, man.
Please don't owe money to the IRS.
Nah, he don't know what he's talking about. You know what's... my mom's an accountant. And she's awesome. Been doing it for like 35 years. I don't know why she loves it either. Like, I'm trying to... Like, she literally has a file with numbers. It's just numbers. And but she basically... She has a budget and she has to put money in certain places and everything like that. So, I understand it. But, like, them numbers sometimes flip. Like, how do you have patience when you're dealing with math? Or, like, even the littlest numbers?
Yeah, it's fun. Oh, God. I mean, it's not fun for you. But you gotta organize it. You gotta organize yourself. I'm a little bit of controlling side on the office because I like the files to be this is the person. Now with technology, you have everything, you know, on the computer, and you you know, back it up and go from there. But I still have it per last name and file 003. This is the funniest thing. But that's kind of just like you said. It's just fun. Like you can't. There's so many systems that help you out there. I'm sure when your mom started, she didn't have the systems that we have now.
Oh no, she had.
So she did the little squares, paper, and things like that.
Yeah,
like old school. You see, I don't do that. Do I know what I did? I had a professor in college that actually had me do everything by hand. So I learned.
Wow.
And he will not let you leave the class until you finish that paper. So even though I hated him in college, I love him now. Yeah. So he's like, this is how you learn. You did actually the taxes by hand as well. Like no computer tax return. It was by your own handwriting. Yes.
So you do taxes too?
Yeah, I do taxes.
See, I told you. I told you. Now he whispering, oh, you do taxes too?
I was talking about taxes. You talking about something totally different. Yeah,
those are taxes, beloved.
What are some common mistakes people make that trip them up financially?
Ooh. Ooh, I like that question.
Oh, nah, Kevin can
He's prepared. So far, what I've seen, I'm going to talk about this past few months. They wait everything for last minute. Number one. So if you go on taxes, they do it April 15th, 7 o'clock at night, and then they gotta pay that. You know, like they leave everything for late. So they procrastinate so much. So I gotta pay $10,000. Yeah, I don't want to pay. Well, you have to pay anyway because next year is the same thing, and next year's coming up. You know, like things like that. Or they leave everything for later. They just don't think they have money to save, so they don't budget themselves. So okay, yeah, I got $100. I didn't have them, so I'm gonna spend it. No, you can't put that away, you know, because you didn't have it, so you didn't count for it. If that makes sense. That's what I seen. Because people are like, oh, I don't have money. Yeah, but have you budgeted yourself like on a monthly basis? Like if you know. Here's what comes in, here what comes out. And you, if you at least have $20 left, what are you going to do with $20? Buy yourself a lunch? No, how about you cook at home and then save that 20, you know? So it's kind of a matter of that. Like, they don't budget. Budget and then leave everything for last minute. So that's where the IRS comes out. No, I'm kidding.
You know, I'm going to start saying I have accomplices.
No, but
they got silent. You saw silent.
Run my name. Kevin T. Hilton. I'm
for things like that. I have a client that he knew his bill with the IRS was over $100,000.
What?
And he came to me with $170,000. I'm like, can I just buy a condo with this thing? Like, I'm like, wait. So why are you waiting this long? Like, are you serious? It was taxes from 03. I was 13.
How does that happen?
Last minute. So they've been doing their stuff and everything they've been filing. Oh, I forgot. Yeah, they would have next day. Or let me look for a cheap accountant that only do like, you know, whatever. And then they just move on. Okay. And years pass by. Now they got two kids with $100,000 debt. You know, I mean, they don't have it no more because, of course, not. But, you know, it's different. You know, they just procrastinate their whole life. It's not they don't make money. They just don't want to open the letter. Go figure.
I'm not gonna lie. Now that I'm getting older, like when I was younger and I used to get refund checks back, like from my taxes, I used to file that shit as soon as it opened. Needed that income check back. But now I owe money. I'm just like, I'll give it to you when I can.
That, like, yeah, but it's interest
I'll
on
file,
it.
I'll file on a 10th, beloved. You'll get your money eventually. I'm not in a rush to pay you.
Like. Yeah, nice interest that you like. Do you want to pay? Yeah, so, you know, it goes from there. That's the comment. That's what I've seen so far. I'm talking about this tax season and the clients that we've been talking to this past, you know, or they have people, you know, they do, they have to file sales tax, you know, like you sell, you gotta pay. Mm. Oh, no. That's a very important, but I got other important bills. Excuse me? So you're charging me sales tax, you don't want to pay back, right? That's a very important bill. You know, and it just accumulates for years and you're like, what's going on? Mm-hmm. And that's the clients that I have. I guess I just repair this stuff so far.
why do you think people there's a common, I think it's a common consensus amongst Americans that we don't have enough money or people like don't save that much. And why do you think that is? Why do you think people feel that way?
I guess it's just, I think you gotta organize yourself. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of clients that they actually make less money than, like, they, okay, so if they have a family of four and they make 50,000, let's be honest. That's like, that's mm-hmm. like, you're mm-hmm. like, you know?
Yeah.
So 50,000 is not a lot, okay? Family of four. And then, and I sit down with them, like, hey, Sylvia, I can save this much. Like, where do you get this money? But it's like they budget themselves so much. Like, here's rent, you pay this, you pay that, you go forward. Or people that have two jobs, you know. The full-time job is to pay, and then the part-time, they take it serious, and they look for their future. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we don't think about that. And it's what you're content with at the end of the day. Because I can teach you a million other things, but if you don't want to do it, it's kind of like you can be content of where you are. You know, I can't help you if you do that. Like, oh, I have kids, but I don't want them to go to college. Huh? So you have kids for...
so for that tax write-off. That's why we got them.
Listen, that's not going to help me. I'll tell you that much. So, I don't know about that one.
You got to try, though. You got to put them down, man.
Yeah, I'm going to try, but I don't know about that one.
I'm like, wait, you didn't see this kid here?
After four kids, you're screwed, so just have four.
Oh, that's what my mom has.
Really?
After
four?
Why is that?
That's just the law now.
Oh.
Damn.
Shut it down.
I got five kids. That's cool. You get credit for four.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Damn.
It's,
they caught on.
They caught on. People were just pushing them out.
Yeah. Back to your question, it's mostly that they don't. You see the people that they don't think about their future sometimes. Mm. They just think about, like, right now, what I'm going to do right now. Yeah, but what about later? Like, don't you want to have a little bit better lifestyle? Like, yeah. They're just content. And I sit down with someone that's content, I can only tell them so much, and I can only do so much with those people. But people that come to me and they have a small business like me, hey, Sylvia, can I get this done? Get this done? But yeah, let's go. Let's go look for it. Let's go hustle for it, you know? Mm-hmm. I have a client that just opened a restaurant, and... like, he's, you know, he immigrated here 10 years ago, and he's about to open a restaurant, you know, and, like, he's out. We went and saw people like that. We did the permits, we did this, and a bunch of stuff. And, like, people like that, I like to help out, mm-hmm. you know, which is what I like to do. So it's just where you want to be at the end of the day, gotcha. You know.
I don't want to make any excuses for like, young adults. But do you think any part of that plays – any part of this plays into the fact, like, the fact that, like, kids in college, for example, have zero income, but they get, like, $5,000 credit limits. So, like, you're basically in debt before you even, like, get your life started.
Yes, you got that one.
No.
It's crazy. I mean, I had a credit card since college, so I came in.
Yeah, I did too.
I'm like,
They say you're pre-approved. I said, where? Sign me. Okay.
Cool. And they give you a limit, like, $2,500. You're like,
word.
Okay, this is good. But that's what society does. You know, you gotta spend money to make money. I understand that. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to things like credit cards, you gotta be very careful with those mm-hmm. things, especially when you're not making money. Because mm-hmm. then that thing can be so scary.
And the paying things for years after.
It compounds out, and it compounds out like crazy. You know, so in that sense, yeah, you have to open your credit early. But make sure that you're budgeting, you're not spending, this is the advice you asked me earlier, that you're not spending 30% more than what the credit limit is. So that's the trick.
Can I ask you another budgeting question?
Sure.
Say you clear all your bills, what percentage of your remaining money should you be putting aside to save?
They say 10. I say, how much can you? It's whatever you can. I can't tell you, hey, you're going to have to put $450 a month for 20 years. You're going to have a nicer time. And yeah, okay, whatever. You know, because to my ear goes together. How much can you put away? You know, so like, okay, so yeah, I make this much a month. I saw my budget sheet. I have $300 left. How about you put $75, $100 out of that? Okay, that makes sense. Because now you're comfortable. And so now you're like, I don't want to use the word brainwashing, but you're kind of brainwashing yourself to that. You know, so you're like, okay, I put 50 a month, and I you have to hide money from yourself, and I actually do it, so it's true. Like I have to make, let me just hide this. So $25, whatever you can. The people that can tell you 10%, 20, actually don't pay mind to that. How much can you save? Because once you save 50 or 100, you're gonna want more. Because you're gonna look at the account, you're like, it looks good. Let me put more. You know, so you're gonna keep going because you're already brainwashing yourself to it. So it's fine. You can start with 24, like here. Just save something.
One thing that that's actually helpful for me, like, for example, like if I budget a certain amount of money, just a silly example, if I budget a certain amount of money for lunch during the work week. For example, like today, my job fed us. So if I would have spent $20 on lunch, I move it to my savings account.
Perfect.
It was money that I was going to spend anyway.
Exactly how you do it.
I can't take credit for that. My girl told me that, but I'm not going. I just started this a week ago. I can't.
He was good for 2 seconds.
She listened to this. She lit my ass on fire. So I'm not going to. I'll give her credit, but I've been doing that for like a week now. It's actually pretty useful because it's like the money I was going to spend anyway. Just move it over into my savings.
Or when you get rid of your credit cards, you're already putting that money to the side. You're already using that money. So how about you put that away?
Wait, yeah.
Or you put half of that away. Think about it, because maybe you're hurting. You know, like so. Let's put half of that away, and then half of them you kind of have some fun with it. Why not?
Yeah.
You know, that's why. That's why a few clients are doing that. So they're. A few of them are done, but we're paying. But yeah, so let's put one away. They're like, let's put that one away.
Yeah.
That's not your money. You were not using it anyway.
People are naturally hoarders with money, though. Like, I could see money in my savings account, but I still want it in my checking. I'm like, yo, why is all this shit in this one account? Like, do you assist with investments as well?
Actually, we do. That's part of the other business that we have. We're sponsored by all the companies that do investments as well. Yeah.
What kind of investments, like stocks, bonds,
401ks, all that stuff? Retirement accounts, savings, and so on and so forth. Yeah, they do that. So that's what I was talking about, the 458. You know, that's a retirement account. That's a magic number.
Oh, I'm glad you explained, because that went way over.
$458, people, that's the magic number for retirement.
Really?
And they tell you that, but I mean, people put more or less, doesn't really matter. But that's the number for 25, 30 years, 458. Not a lot of people can do that, but, you know, you can teach them a little bit. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. Do you suggest to your clients to save more or to invest more?
All depends where they're at financially. Because there's clients and people that they just want, they think about, okay, I'm making this money, but later I want money to come from multiple sources of income. So the magic trick should be 7 multiple sources of income. So for you to be financial independent.
It's the average millionaire, yeah.
7. That's why you read books, right?
I don't read books. I just read blurbs.
You gotta read books. But it tell you, you know, 7. So now that's when they want to invest. So now they come, can Sylvia, what do I do? Will I buy this, buy that, buy a house, invest? So now you talked about different stuff. But when you come back to it all relates finance, investments, and accounting at the end of the day, because I know how much money they really can spend.
Yeah.
I'm like, so you can't do that. What are you doing? Mm-hmm. You know, $20,000 from where? I don't see this in your account. Yeah. So, you know, we go back from there. That's what they're like, okay, should I do this? Should I not? Should I open a business? Should I open this trucking business? It's going to give me this much. Mm-hmm. So now they're looking for different sources of where to make money from. Yeah. You know, like, I have a client that he's a he has a few routes, you know, of trucking, and then he has a store, and I'm like, whoa, that's two of income, and then his wife has a job. Mm-hmm. It's a street. He's not playing. You know? Yeah. He's like, I'm retired 50. You know, I'm like, okay, cool. What does he want to do? You know, but then the fact that there's money, the money just keep running around, and keep so it just makes more sense from that. Like they once you sit down with them, like, okay, so what age should we like to stop working, or do you want to do that? Like, what's your game plan? Because I need to know that. I'm your accountant. You actually, you pay me for this, don't you? You know, so so they're like, okay, I want to do this. I want 3 years. I want to buy a home. Okay, so let's do your taxes this way. Let's find this out where you have money. Where can we save? And you kind of put a game plan together, and you go from there, which is pretty cool because some of them are actually on track. So I'm super excited. Mm. Yeah, I feel so proud.
You sound intense.
Yeah,
you sound really intense.
Nah, like, it's lovely. It's lovely. It's good. It's a good feeling.
But the reason why I was asking, because like back, like my mom always says, like, oh, you should save. But like back in her day. I mean, mom's not that old, so I'm sorry, Ma. But, like, interest rates were better for savings accounts. Now,
beautiful.
I get, like, a penny every statement, and it's like,
yeah, why? You see, we don't talk about investments online. No, I'm kidding. No, but there's a few accounts that you can look for. I definitely will give you the information that it pretty much would do that job that I used to do back in the day. See, my parent had a bunch of CDs, like 10%. I'm like, where is that from?
Yeah,
they're half this now. 10% where?
CD like 1.15% now.
1%.
For like, 5 years, locked in. And they probably making like 5 to 10% off that money.
It's, thank you. Which is, so you making no money again. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. So it goes from there. Yeah, I have my savings account at a sharehold. I'm like, oh, that sounds nice. 3%. No, 0.3%.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, that one. I'm like, all right.
Here's your penny.
Yeah, but it's funny because they think that, and you're like, where, you know, and then, you know, it's just, they figured it out, you know, we sit down, you just explain that to them, and then, to me, the main thing is have no debt, have no debt, and I tell you that's a personal experience, have no debt, because you go to college, and like, those loans are no fun, you know.
They get me every month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, you got paid? We did too.
Come in.
Exactly.
So a matter of, you know, I have clients that have $100,000 of student loan, and you know, I don't want my kids to have that. And I'm like, so where do we start? You know, so again, the budget, you know, they budget themselves and go from there. Mm-hmm. Again, you have to go back to that at the end of the day. Even if you don't have, then you're like, where do I really can't have? I'm really tired. I'm like, can you look for a job? Like, look for something else to do. Yeah. You know, you can't live like this your whole life at the end of the day. You know, we're in America, you know. There's a lot of things we can't do in here. I'll tell you that much.
What's the best way you would say to save money or, like, open up some type of account? Because I personally keep cash. I don't like saving in an account.
No, you know, nothing.
But y'all really make things hot.
I stopped.
No, I just don't like putting it in a debit card because I end up swiping it too much. So I take it out. You just swipe, but now it's the phone tap that you just tap the phone on the debit card.
Put that Touch ID on your phone. I check my account every day, but I mean it updates just as quickly if you like.
Nah, I don't know.
Cash
is
actual money in the bank.
Is that credit? Not?
What about credit?
Huh? What happened?
You can say it.
You can
who
say
is this guy?
Who is this guy?
No, I mean,
our next guest.
Cash. No, I think to that, I think it's I see that more teamwork. Like if you have a girlfriend, right? Now see how she's teaching you that? I like her already.
Yeah.
So that's teamwork. Okay, so think about he likes to save on his bank account, but then she likes to save in cash. Like, you know, he teaches me how to do that, like the saving cash, because I'm not a cash person. Mm-hmm. I'm more like a, where's my bank? I like my bank to look nice. Mm-hmm. You know, like, so, or whatever savings that I have, the investments and the, you know, savings that I have. But I'm more that type. So that comes from there. Like, where you have the bucket, right? He has the bucket, which is big. And then he puts, like the dollars or the $5. So I started doing that. Let me tell you, I feel good. Yeah. It feels good. I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. okay, cool. I have $3. Okay, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's filling up. But that's a way of saving, too, if you want to do that. But, yeah, I mean, how your money, is it really getting interest on cash? Like, is it? No. Mm-hmm. It's growing weird. You know, so you kind of got to look at that. The bank is not going to get to, but there's other ways to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, that can be a way, like put a bucket and put some money there. We started he's been having the habit, but I started it, and it feels good. You know, like, oh, okay, you know. But then again, you have the other type of savings. Mm-hmm. You know, like the emergency fund savings, what it says on the bank. So you to have 3 or 6 months of expenses saved. So that you should have in your bank. That's what your girlfriend's trying to make you do.
I don't discuss my finances.
And then, you know, you look for the long term. So mm-hmm. it's like kind of like the cash is good, the emergency savings at the bank, and then you look for long term savings other. So now you have three. Mm-hmm. Don't you feel better? Yes, you are. Mm-hmm. So then you go from there. Yeah. Cash is pretty good. I mean, you need to have cash somehow. Mm-hmm. But then you need to have other things to save too. It's just a habit. You need to have a habit. You just, it's the hard part is to start it up. Like we talked about the business, the hard part is to start it up. But then once you get it, you get it. You know, it's like open a savings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a little change, mason jar. I just dropped change in there. But yeah, for like a couple of months, it's like $100 or so in there.
You see? Yeah. You see, so there you go. And then the $20 you're going to save because, you know, your girlfriend taught you how to save. I'm just giving her credit for everything. I'm like hammering him now. She taught
you how to save. You ain't save shit before you. Yeah.
He was nothing.
Don't believe real before.
But it makes sense. It's a teamwork. Like, for you, it would be a teamwork. You know, I'm not sure. I'm going to talk about relationships here, but it's a teamwork at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And if you have that, then that's cool because you complement each other in that sense.
Mm-hmm. I started, it's weird, collecting the water bottles and anything plastic. I feel weird doing it, but I had like 2 bags. You know the one by Parchester? It was like for 10 bucks. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like 10 bucks. Like, the little bottles are like 5 cents, and
you know New York City charges you for that. Upfront.
Yeah, it goes in your bill.
Get your money back.
It works. Like, I like doing it. It's cool.
That's a habit. You know, that's a habit. Mm-hmm. I mean, he likes to do it. It's a habit. Don't laugh. It's a habit.
He's always laughing. It's all right.
I'm not laughing. This is my natural face. I like smiling.
It's a habit. You had a start. It's a habit. And just make a decision to do it. Mm-hmm. It's a habit. It's just right here, brain.
So it's more of a mental thing.
Super mental. Super. It's all mental. That I can definitely tell you. Cause you're getting yourself used to something you've never done before. So what do you gotta do? Prepare yourself mentally. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I'm gonna buy a car, but I never spend $300 a month. So should I do it this year, next year? Well, don't you need a car? Like, get the 10 car. You know, so things like that. You know, should I do this? Do I really need to pay my phone bill? You kind of do. You know, so like when we were in our parents' plan, you know, we didn't pay. Oh,
God bless.
But we had to start our own. Like, you know, it's $100 that you didn't expect, but you started it right. Mm-hmm. Same thing.
Regina was holding me down for a while. Health insurance and all. Mm-hmm. Then I got too old. It was like, get out in this world.
Same here. It's okay.
It's okay.
It's like, oh, okay, thanks. But, you know, things like that.
So did you start saving at a young age? Because it sounds like you have all this down pack. Like,
I started saving. My mom has a crazy habit of saving.
Yeah.
So she told me she saves weekly. Mm. Like, she, I mean, and she taught me how to say for emergency. She didn't know much about long term, you know, but for emergency. And we just started like that. So I always like to have money. So when I got my first car, I actually got it. I didn't need it then. Because I would learn how to save. So things like that. And then little by little, like the other car, you know, we were able to get and things like that. So because I was able to save. So it goes from there. I don't have everything packed down because I'm a work in process as well. Mm-hmm. You know, however, you got to save, you know. Mm-hmm. Like what you say, I don't save $1,000 a month. We're not there yet, but we will be very soon. So you know, it goes from there. But the habits are good. Like even if it's $5, the whole thing with the bucket, that has helped me so much. Cause you have like change handy, and you're like, oh, let me buy. I'm like, just put that there. You know, like, yeah. Okay. So habits like that. You know, at the office too, you always, you know, have change or, you know, or somewhere around. Like now, like you're looking forward to have something. You know, again, we're not saving where we want to save, but just something. Yeah. Like, don't be in $5 a week, like $10 a week. Like, I didn't like to feel that I didn't have money, if that makes sense. Oh, okay. So I was like, oh, let me just put this away. So I'm like, should I go out? I was a teenager. Okay, so I'm going to go out with my friends and spend $300 at a club. Or should I save this? Because I need my car. You know, sometimes I would do it, but sometimes I'm like, oh, okay.
Mistakes were made.
You got a balance.
That's what I want to ask you, though. Oh, you go ahead. You have a question?
It was going to do more with saving.
Oh, it was similar. You can ask first. Go ahead.
There you go.
All right, okay. But I want to ask, like, we're all, like, pretty young. So, like, how do you find the balance between being financially responsible and still splurging / having fun? Okay. There is no balance.
Impossible. Okay. There we go.
I'm like,
silly child.
Word, that sounded so evil. Like,
I'm like,
all right, next question.
How old are you?
26.
What was that?
I had to think about it for real. 26.
You're 26. Yeah. Okay, so about the same age. I'm 27. Okay, so we want to hang out. I think the main point is where you want to be in 2 to 3 years. Think about that. Write it down. And write the things that you need to do right now to get there. You let me know if you're gonna go out and spend $1,000. You know, because there's people that go out and then tomorrow they're like, oh, I should have done this, I shouldn't done that, like I shouldn't have spent. No, I'm not going out. I'm staying home. Like, come over, hang out. You know, like yeah. I mean, it's kind of difficult because I'm, you know, we're about the same age, you know, ourselves. So it's like, oh, I want to hang out too. I'm like, yeah, we gotta do this. You know, so it's just where your goals are. I think that to me, it's a mindset. Like, I don't want to work after 40. So people look at me like, you're crazy. No, I'm not. I want to have fun with the money I make. Like, I don't have a boat.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Like, just talking about, I want to be out. So things like that, like, what do you want to be? Like, 2 to 3 years. That's what the, because I'll tell you this, because the clients that I have, the small businesses that come, they're so far young people. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, like, I have a 29-year-old that just opened up a bar. He's 29. Wow. And then he's running a restaurant in Jersey City.
Excuse me.
No, but and then you're like, he's so young. He doesn't have a ton of money saved, but he has a vision. Mm-hmm. And he's like, he's just a vision. And that's exactly how he is. And you look at him like, I admire you. Like, it's crazy. You know, he's 29 with a bar. I'm like, you know, where you do? He's like, hey, Sylvia, should I do this? I'm like, go jump. Do it now. Like, where are you going to get this again? You know, he jumped. He signed there. We're good. And it's not about the age, but he has a vision. He's like, I don't want to work past 40. So I'm going to have the multiple source of income. So it's like, where you want to be? He doesn't hang out. But I tell you, when he go on vacation, he's out. You know, he sees nothing, no limit, because he prepares himself for that. So I'm telling you exactly what I tell myself. Where do you want to be in about 2 to 3 years? And then you answer that yourself. Because I asked that myself already. So I'm like, okay, should I do this? Yeah, 2 to 3 years.
So you actually wrote it down and you put it away?
I wrote it down. Yeah, I have it. Right. I have the goals on my phone. So, like, I check my phone and have what I want. Like, he asked me, what do you still have this on your background? Because I haven't gone there yet. Until I get there, then I take it off. You know, duh. So it's your goals, you know, goals. What do you want to do? Income can be income goals, house goals. But to me, right, like to us right now, like as a business, it will be like the income and income goals and obviously expand, you know, and keep going from there. But you can have the same goals. What do you want to make in a year from now?
Stay busy.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Partnership goals.
Yeah. People didn't hear you, but we got an informal guest, JR. And he said, if you want to make money, stay busy.
But that's what it is. You know, stay busy all the time. So, you know.
Especially if you have your own business. <never ended. laughs>
No, and there's days that, you know, I'm at the house early and it's like 10:30. I'm not back yet, you know, and it's 10:30 at night. It's 11, 12, 12:30. And you're like, people are like, you're crazy. And I'm not. like what other day am I going to get this chance to do this, you know? Mm. Like, I have this a time limit. We got a time limit here. So besides that, it's just that's the way you think, you know. Mm. So if you don't do it today, you're gonna do it tomorrow. Oh, I don't feel good to do it today. I don't feel good to see the client. I'm sleepy. I'll do it tomorrow. No, big mistake.
Procrastination is so damn easy.
It's so easy.
So easy.
So easy, you know. Yeah. But then when next month comes, then what are you doing? You know.
It's funny because time flies by though.
Super fast.
I remember. Just thinking, like, oh, where am I going to be when I'm 26? And, I mean, I am where I said I wanted to be. But it's just, like, just thinking about how fast it came. Like, I think back, and I was like, damn, like, I'm 26 already. And, like, now I'm thinking to 30.
And life changes so mm-hmm. much. It changes like this. That's mm-hmm. a 90-day cycle. You make decisions, and your life will change within 90 days. That I tell you. Mm. Huh? Another one for you.
Do you do like seminars on the side and stuff? Like,
what happened?
Seminars and workshops?
Yeah, we do that. I do that a lot. We kind of stopped the beginning of the year But we should do that, like teach and so far. Mm. And people were, I have a few friends and clients like, oh, you should teach, you know, how to do this or accounting class. I'm like, oh my God, really? Like, they want to do an accounting class on my office. I'm like, okay, that's not bad. I can teach that.
Another source of income.
That's another source of income. Damn right. You damn right.
You know. Are you a CPA?
Yeah. Yeah, I did the class super early. And people look at me like, oh my God, you did it. Yeah, I did it early.
I had a couple of friends who, some fell off. Some made it.
I mean, you don't pass. There's only 10% of people that pass it.
It's very difficult.
Yeah, but it's not impossible.
Mm. Mm. Oh, dude.
Put that, so, that right. No, I'm going to tweet it. As if it's my own words too. You know I still shit in a heartbeat.
It's not impossible. Would I take the test again? Who hell? No. I still have more licenses to go. Because that requires you to go back to school and you know, yeah, and so you owe more money. Yeah, you do that. So it's a lot of things that, you know, that needs to get done. There's more licenses. Always so many licenses in our field. You got to update yourself. Like, we're talking about in the car. He's like, you got to get another license. I'm like, yeah, I do. He's like, what? Like, yeah, I'm going to get it. I need to get it. And it's not for the hell of it, but it's like for my name to look all nice. It's just, you know, if I can learn something new and then teach it, that's cool, you know? Yeah. It's gonna pay. And business perspective, of course, it's gonna make more money at the end of the day. So if you think about it that way, if that but CPA class, let me tell you that half asleep.
Well, the good part about it is that you get to, if you pass each part of it, then you don't have to take that part again. Correct.
Exactly. You're good.
It's not like the bar exam. Like if you fail, you just fail.
Okay, no, we're not doing this. I hope my daughter don't like that. I don't know. I don't know what she gonna like, but I'm like, we're ready for college. So I don't know about that. You know, but it's always it's different. You're like, you know, for your generations, like, what are you? Do you want to build an empire for them? You know, what do you want to do? Do you want them to go to college and have loans like us, or you don't want them to have? You know, freedom to choose whatever school they want to go to or open up a business without being nervous. You know, like the whole point is that too.
JR in the back. He said, or taking over your business.
If you start something, you don't want to let it go.
Yeah.
Kev, you want to know the mic real quick? Wait, hold on. JR about to come on for a second. Sure. All right. Dropping gems in the back.
No, so it goes from there. And back to the business. I know you asked me, how do you start? And have a good support system. You know, if like your friends, family, don't be like somebody that they just can't count on that too. And express yourself to them. Like, hey, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna get this done. I remember I told my parents. Like my mom was like, yeah. My dad was like, oh, you should think about this. And then go figure it after. He just, you know, super proud after that. You know, I'm the only child in the day. So, but you got to have a support system, you know, like your partner, your friends or whoever is there. You need to at the end of the day. If like no negativity, you know, try not to. And anything you do, just to grow as a person. You know, that's why Jared's like, yeah, you know. But, you know, it's my support system at the end of the day, you know. You need to, it's important to have that. If you don't have that, your friends, your family, you need to start kind of staying away from that. You're like, yeah, you know, I love you, but I'm going to get this done, you know. Gotcha. And people will tell you, no, don't do it. Your business is crazy. Oh, my God, what are you talking about? You're going to fail. That's cool. I see the top. Like, you know, it's cool. You know, I will hire your friends too. It's okay. I say that, and people are like, you're crazy. No, I'm not. I actually mean that. You know, back to your mindset. You know, where you at? Where's your mindset? So it's pretty cool.
Tell us, what is either one of the most interesting clients you've ever had, or one of the most interesting things someone has asked you to do for them, like as far as like business wise, obviously, like Put you on the spot.
I'm like, he knows. I'm like, oh my God, that's a funny question. So I'm known. I've been in accounting. I know how to do payroll from the back of my hand. That's pretty much how you start the payroll thing. So all the time that we got a client, it was the client to fix. You had to fix a client. So as in they came all messed up from I don't know where, and then they came to Sylvia, and then I just fixed them. That has been my career. That has been my career every, I don't know, since I started. So the worst client I had. I have a few. I don't know what to start. I mean, I love them. Yeah. Sometimes.
No names.
They don't speak English. I'm kidding. Savagery. That messed up. No, I have one super sweet person. And, she came to me. I didn't know the mess of years. When I'm talking about years, like years. That stretch. Okay, of messed up things they have done to her. I'm just like, oh my God. So you came and hey, I need help with this. I want you to take over my accounts. I'm okay, no, perfect. Not about accounting side. She has payroll, obviously monthly accounting, sales tax, so, regular stuff. I'm not talking Chinese. But, and sweet person, beautiful lady. But, when you explain something to somebody 5 billion times and they just think you said 5 billion times 10, as in they don't know what are you talking about. But they say yes to the moment they forget they call you back. This is her every day of her life. I'm not even kidding. Like, she called me today. I'm like, why? back to her thing. I mean, she had backup taxes for, I can tell you, 15 years. I'm not kidding. And she's so disorganized that I organize her and then she disorganizes herself. Like, if that makes any sense. Like, I don't know how to put it. I'm at this point, like, I don't know what to do with her. I don't know. Like, I pray. I'm like, I don't know. Please just tell me what to do with her. Like, it's just that point. But she's so sweet. You want to go. What I mean is, like, I put her back on track. Mm-hmm. We're back with paying. And then she calls me. You haven't paid this. You haven't paid that. And I'm like, okay. And then she goes back to her bank account. She goes, oh, no, I mistake myself. When I tell you, this is every week, To me, she's lovely, but she's just like, you have no hair dealing with her. And I have clients that have messed up accounts and things like that, but they are able to fix them. And I have another one that needs to get things done, and they just think they know it all. You know how one of those people?
That's good.
And they think they know it all. And I'm like, okay. And I'm these people's skills, that I have read throughout my years of experience, my books and things. So I just keep paying that. But I'm just like, God damn, why you pay me then, But that's the experience. But you have others that I know I mentioned, the restaurant that they're so on top of their things and they're so thankful to have you. And, we ran the permits last week, and they actually accepted the business that should be running in no time.
Wow.
And that took the only struggle for us. The business didn't open. It opened on time. We couldn't do this. The IRS didn't send it back. It was a bunch of stuff. And it's like, oh, my God, finally. And then he had the lease, the permit, and she should be running any time. Then those cases like that, which is, so just balance it out. And I'm telling you, I'm talking about people that are young, they're not even 50. They're like early 40s, like late 30s. So what that lets me know is that more people want to open their business.
Yeah.
Like young people, this ones that have a car dealership, they're like 26 years old. I don't know what they're doing, but they're doing something. So it just goes back to that. Like, okay, well, it's just more people like us, they're opening their eyes, to I'm going to freelance. I want to do my own. Like, I don't want people telling me what to do. I want to make the contract myself, you know, so, which is cool, you know, and you can have a job and do both. That's cool, too. That's two sources of income, you know, props to you. Mm-hmm. So it goes from there. But I have tons of stories. I can grow here for a whole another hour.
Could you touch on the importance of credit?
Oh, that's my favorite one.
These glasses are getting sinister. Yeah. You said credit. You said credit, young boy.
Another youngin.
Credit. I know. She knows about this shit, though. Mm. I already hammered that on her. So the credit. Simple. Have your credit cards. Make the payment on time. Like, if you can, 5 days earlier, you know, as per se. And if your credit limit is $1,000, spend 30% of that. What's 30% of
$1,000? $300.
Thank you. $300. Go ahead,
Joanne. Top. I got my math on.
Take the zero out.
Damn, you want me to have no shine.
So it will be, so make sure you have that. Like $1,000, 30% of that. Your credit score will grow so much. Then, for example, if you have a credit card, and I actually tried it. I didn't try it. I can say that, but we have done it. Like if you have $200, then people tend to pay the whole amount. Mm. And obviously, the companies don't like that. They're like, well, you just give me everything back. I can't charge your interest, you know. Yeah. So now you're not playing. But how about you divide that in two payments? So you pay $100. And then you pay the other $100 next time. Even though you're, for example, you fill up your gas tank and you spend $50. Now you have $150, but guess what? You're still moving the money around. So that's what they like. Yeah, you're giving them what they want, but you're going to use them to the advantage. And that's when they give you cash back and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. And stuff like that. So that's what you learn. Try not to be behind on payments. Don't get credit cards that you can't afford. Mm-hmm. Don't go on cars you can't afford either. Mm-hmm. Like, dude,
shouldn't get jewelry.
No gold change, you say? So wait, quick question. No. A serious question.
No.
So you're saying it's beneficial for you to have a balance on your credit card?
Yeah,
if it's 30%.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You okay? Think about it. So you have $300 you're gonna pay off next month. Mm-hmm. Now, how are the credit card companies playing with you?
How they doing what?
How can they play with you? They're not playing with you. They're not playing with your money. Mm-hmm. So how are you beneficial to them?
Oh, my girl, listen to this. We were just arguing about this the other day, actually. Well, sorry. We were having a nice conversation about this. Because I think, like, whatever I spend on my credit card, I always pay it off every single month. And the reason why I do that is because it's not like my credit card is not in use. I'm using it. And then
That's different. That's different. So you're using your credit card, and then mm-hmm. you're paying whatever you used. Mm-hmm. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
But you keep using it.
Yeah.
That's different. That's people that don't do that. Just pay the whole thing and goodbye. No. You got to use it. Swipe it. Pay your phone bill. Have something automatic. Like pay your phone bill.
Yeah.
Like your cable bill. Something. You know, that's what I do. I tap the credit card and pay off the cable mm-hmm. from the business automatic. And then that's an automatic bill that I already have. And they tell you, oh, cash back. Like, try to kind of
cash back.
try to get the deals. Like, play with them. Because sometimes, like, I believe 2 months ago, I had cash back credit. And I actually paid that back, put it back on my account. Mm-hmm. I was like, thank you. Back to you. You know, and it sounds funny, but it's like, I'm paying you with the own money you've given me. Mm-hmm. Let's play this game. It's a game. Credit card's a game, mm-hmm. but I'm thinking I want my own house, so let's play this game.
Because yeah. that 5% adds up.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Whatever adds those up. Categories are, I'll be shopping like hell in them categories.
it's mostly with gas, I think, mm-hmm. and when you have automatic payments, things like that. So, but the trick is just 30%. 30% because then you report your income, and then it has to be income to debt ratio. So when you exactly. So that's huge. People are like, my credit is low. I'm doing everything you tell me. Yeah, what's the income you reported? They don't even have it. You know? So it's like, yeah, they can't play with you. You know? So it kind of goes back to that. That's when it's important to do your taxes on time.
You talking about updating your income with the credit card company?
Yeah,
right?
I mean they catch it.
I just did that shit. Like
I know when.
No, I haven't updated my income since college, beloved.
For real?
Like, and I looked on it and I was like, damn, like, okay, let me change it. And they ask you once a year to update it. And I was just like, all right, no, X.
No, you have to, because now they're seeing that your income to ratio is different. Mm-hmm. And if you're making more money, they're going to start
you
giving
want
you
credit?
More stuff.
I ain't making more money. I ain't putting my business out in these streets. I'm trying to get home safely.
So it goes back to that. Just it's a game. It's a game. But you gotta pay attention. It's like just like men pay attention to basketball game, football game, and all that stuff. Pay attention to your credit. Pay attention, just like that. It's you gotta to like download the app. You know, have it.
That's what I'm saying. You know? Like it's so easily accessible now. They have like Credit Karma and like even like.
I didn't want to mention names, but okay, go ahead.
No, I mean they can get a little shine. Cool shine. I ain't mention no one else, but there's like just so she's like, shut the hell up. Don't mention any names, okay? But now there's just so many companies that like allow you to access your FICO score for free now.
Yeah, and there's a lot of companies that you can do the year, and they actually see your whole history. I did that last month, and I'm like, oh my god, that every day, you know, and my income wasn't updated. And then, you know, I got to do that. I'm like, okay, what are the income do they have? So now I'm expecting the income to kind of be different.
Yeah.
And obviously the credit to be different as well. The whole point is to get to 800, right? Mm. So you're on track. You got to be on track for that. 800, we got to get to 800. Yeah. We got student loans. Pay that on time. Call them. Let's see if they can lower your interest. Do something, you know?
You could do that?
You can do that?
Yeah, you can do that. Oh my god.
Don't worry.
I'm calling tomorrow.
It's summer Friday. I get that too.
I did that, and then the weekend I was talking to somebody, one of his friends, and he has lower interest than me. I'm like, what did you do? So he same thing. You call, you negotiate, and then they give you something different based on your income, whatever you want to talk about, or you know, you put a big down payment or whatever it is. Mm. But if they're going to lower your interest to like 1.5, let me tell you something. So it goes from there. Call.
I'll call crying in a heartbeat. Crying. Nah, but someone told me you could do this.
No, you call and figure it out. They want to get paid, so they're going to try to.
I'll give you something. just lower that interest. Love it.
$5.
You're going to save money on that one. Trust me.
Mm. Look at that.
Trust me.
And then the money you save from that, you put away.
There you go.
Look at my boy.
My
boy. So wait, there's two apps. I want to ask you if you heard about either one of them. I know you don't like names, but I want to ask you anyway.
What's up?
One is called Tip Yourself. Have you heard about that one?
Okay, and what's the other one?
It's called Digit. I used to like Digit, but I stopped fucking with them. They charged me $3 a month.
$3?
It used to be free. So what it was, like, they would like check, they would monitor your spending habits, and they would save money for you. So like, for example, like, on days you wouldn't spend that much, they would take like more money and just move it to a savings account. But
the second one, yeah.
Yeah, that's, but now they charge me $3 a month. I'm not about to pay you to manage my finances.
And there's free ones out there.
Who?
Capital, Acorns.
Acorns, but Acorns moves it to like a
You can still withdraw the money if you.
Yeah, no, but Acorn actually moves it to like an investment fund. Yeah. So you can lose money on that. Like this literally just moves it to a savings account.
It depends Capital. On what investment fund they're using too. So.
Capital then.
Okay.
Yeah. Depends on what they're using. Yeah, that's different, because if they're using to something that it's beneficial, I don't see anything bad for it. You can lose money. Everything you do, you can lose money.
Those are for novices, though, because I'm a saving expert now.
Or, I mean, you can do, I don't know, if you don't do old school, do an Excel sheet if you want. I mean, it all depends on what you want
like
to do.
Sound like work.
Then you pay you $3.
That's true.
That was
easy.
That's easy, no?
You do an Excel sheet. Mm-mm.
I still do Excel sheets.
I that's crazy.
You have my phone. I mean, phones. Like, we can do so many things. Like, you know, not write everything down because I'm, you know, I'm like, okay, let's do this, do that. So, I mean, $3 is not bad. But then again, it's like how, I don't know. I heard people that use it. I heard people that use apps to organize the debt so they can have it on track, which is good. Whatever works for you, just do it. Mm-hmm. Like, I have somebody that used it, which was free. And she just listed all her credit cards and was on track of paying. They don't do anything, but at least she knows what she owns and what she paid and kind of keep on track. And then she gives me that at the end of the year. Yeah. So then that makes my life easier. I charge her less, and then she's good. Sorry, I'm so sorry.
I know that up, but we ain't plugging no more names.
Exactly, that. Yeah. That's enough for that. So you can use that.
So you helping us get money with these apps, too?
She's trying to get money for her. We got to be out here shouting her business out.
Please do. Shout it out.
I'm like, what? Yeah.
No. It's Rosales Financial, right?
Yes.
Where are you located? Yes.
Hackensack, New Jersey. 259 Main Street, Hackensack, New Jersey.
Where's Hackensack?
Across the bridge.
That was a genuine question. I don't know where it is. Huh?
She commutes. Yeah, we commute.
Are you coming to the city as well?
I go, yeah, I have clients in New York, I have clients in New Jersey.
You see?
So usually when it comes to clients, I go to their houses or their businesses most of the time. It just makes it easier for me and for them as well, you know. So I have somebody at the office that stays, and then I'm the one that's out all the time. I got used to that years ago, and I think I'm not going to take that back because now they're used to me going to them. Mm-hmm. So it just makes it easier. You know, pick up their books and things. It's so much easier.
See all the cool now listeners. We know some of y'all got some financial troubles. Y'all in the New York City, New Jersey area, Sylvia come travel to y'all. Help y'all out.
For a fee. But she comes highly regarded, though.
They knew that already.
They know that.
We ain't out here blasting for free now.
You can't do that.
He's a cooling out promo code.
Twitter that.
One day we'll get to that.
Oh, yeah.
Cooling out promo code.
Hey, every referral, right?
What'd you say,
JR?
Okay. Nah, my voice hurt. My throat hurt. I can't get down there no more.
Another source of income. Yeah.
Another source of income.
Seven
sources of income make you a millionaire. Well, not a millionaire. Would you say financially independent? Financial,
exactly.
There we go. Yeah. You want the mic, man? JR's in the back just dropping gems.
He'll come closer and then he'll move back.
You don't say nothing, you sure? We good.
Anything left for our listeners for the rest of the year?
For the rest of the year, good one. We are about to start a new tax season because whoever didn't file on April 18th will be filing September and October. Please have your stuff ready. No, there's a new tax season starting out, which is September and October. Anyone that's listening that knows that didn't file their taxes, they were able to file an extension. It means they have more time to pick up their books and kind of do it like that. Which is more people that pay back. Yeah. People that pay back, they was like, hey, I'm gonna do it in October. So you know, make sure that your papers are ready, make sure you speak to an accountant or make sure you come to me. and you know, make sure you get that ready. So don't drive your accountant crazy last minute. September 15 and October 15 as well. So don't think that opening a business is super hard. Don't let people tell you not to. Make sure you take the right steps and make sure that, you know, you're listening to the right people. Don't listen to the people that haven't been there. You should not listen to them. Mm-hmm. If they're not there, haven't been there, that's not the type of people that you want to talk to. Not being mean, but that's just how it is.
He's gonna tweet it again.
I didn't even. How long have you been around?
What do you mean?
Your company.
Wow. We opened it. I can tell you over 6 years, 4 or 6 years, officially.
I mean, I need to let the listeners know you're real.
Hey, you official out here. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to think.
Officially. But the business, I had an office in, where you guys don't know, but in Edison, New Jersey, which is South Jersey. Okay. Like you going to the beach. And then, you know, we'll move forward to Hackensack, which is more, you know, the business area and so on and so forth. Mm. So it's a big change, but it's fun.
Was it hard growing clientele?
In which way? Which,
like getting people to come use your services?
Referrals. I always work through referrals, so it wasn't, it's not, nothing's hard. You really gotta work and make sure I use your, you know, now that we have Facebook, we have Instagram, we have all this other stuff that we can use, and through people, you know, through, I met you guys through somebody, right? Mm-hmm. Hey. So same thing. You meet everyone through people. It's somebody that if I meet you, either I'm going to change your life or you're going to change mine, but we're doing something. So,
yo, what's good? You know,
so.
His Twitter's booming right now.
These gems. It's
all about networking. Yeah.
JR said it's all about networking. End of the day.
We sure you don't want this.
JR,
we got him.
They got me on the mic now. Hopefully I can let it go. But no, accounting is open. It's open topic. You could also have, you know, people in the music industry, fashion, doctors, cars, whatever. Everybody needs accounting.
Yeah.
So referrals and networking, that's basically what it comes down to.
Exactly.
Facts.
You got to have your money, man, or woman.
Support system.
No,
yeah, it goes back to that. It's networking and referrals. It's actually how... It's how every business is built, you know, at the end of the day. That's how, who you know and who do you know. And I know my friends always, you know, shout out on social media and things like that. Like, oh, I have somebody call me, hey, somebody referred to you. I have no idea who did, but thanks so much. You know, like, so it actually you get phone calls and the clients have my cell phone number. And I do that. I know that a lot of people don't do that. I'm going to have my office number. I give them my cell phone number because I know they can text me, send me an email, and I'm right there. You know,
yeah.
There's always emergency happen. Trust me. Figure that out. So if I can, you know, I remember we had an event, and then I was paying someone's taxes 4 o'clock because the deadline was 5 o'clock, and I had to be ready to go. So because the fact that I had it on my phone, I was able to log in and do all that stuff. You know, so things like that, like it's very important, and it's, you know, have the contact with your client and make sure they can direct contact you. I think that's the main thing for me, and if they feel so comfortable with that, I think that's one of the things. Of course, when I speak Spanish, thank you.
Okay.
So it's like the bilingual part of it, which is cool because in a lot of the businesses over there, they're, you know, Hispanic owner. And things like that, and they feel very comfortable, you know, speak their language. And besides that, if you're not, I've had people I don't even know where they're from. I'm like, where are you from? Okay, cool. I don't know where the country's from. I have never heard. I'm like, oh, that's nice. But I have my cell phone, then text me, then call me. My email's right there. I can show you. I have 100-something emails just today. You're like, woo. So am I busy? Yes, but always welcoming, you know, your clients to make sure they know what they're doing. That's what I like, explaining them what they're doing, because they need to understand what they get in themselves into or what they're doing. So they don't be like the other client calling me next day. Oh, yeah. So that's the main thing, you know. So hard, I don't think it's hard. You gotta think for like next day. Okay, I have this client today. I got paid today. Next day, what's next day? What's next day? What's next night? What's next? You just, it's a cycle until you get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
You're done. If I can do it, please. You're right.
Sylvia Rosales. Determined, personable, dedicated, hardworking. You hear that, people? See?
I have one last question.
Okay.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Oh, I love that.
Do you see yourself like with an accounting team, like your own office of people doing accounting, or like you doing it on your own still? Or
I'm like, 5 years. business wise, definitely with an accounting team. That's what I want to do. That's business. I want Rosas Financial to grow as much as I can. A 5-year game plan. I started with the 2 or 3, and then 5 years is like obviously have a huge firm, you know. And I like to like people that do internship for, you know, for college and accounting. Mm-hmm. Maybe I help that out as well, because mm-hmm. I know it was kind of tough for me to have that. So if I can have the business as big as I am able to help others, that'd be great. Mm-hmm. You know, the dream has to be big enough so others can fit. You know, so you gotta make sure you have a big vision of that.
Finish talking, go ahead, don't mind me.
Twitter that. so that would be as big. Obviously, we have income goals. Obviously, my income goals are pretty high. but it's possible. You put in the work, it's possible. I don't think nothing is impossible. And that would be it. Obviously, have my nice porch. I'm kidding. No, I'm not kidding. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm not. You got to know me already, right? You got to drink big, you know? Like I tell people, you shoot for $500 a month savings, but then you miss it for $200. You're not going to be mad. Yeah. You know, you're still saving. Mm. So, you know, shoot for something, you know?
We definitely appreciate you coming on the podcast. Yeah, so many gems. Dropping knowledge. Don't have me going home thinking about my finances now, figuring out how I can improve.
And how to deploy your new tweets.
Things already out there. They're already out in the world. I told you the truth. I said I'm stealing them. They stole it. I'm like, I got a retweet already. Like, they're like, damn, Jarrell, mad deep.
keep saving your lunch money. You'll be fine.
Tell my job keep feeding me.
Cook at home.
But no, we definitely appreciate you coming on the podcast. You have you want to plug your social media, tell people where they can find you.
Sure. Definitely. Same thing on Instagram will be Rosales Financial. And same thing as Facebook, Rosales Financial. There's no numbers or anything in between, just that. And you can definitely find me. Message me if you have any questions. You know, I'm free to ask any questions, to answer them. And definitely you want to set something up too. That'd be great. You can reach out to me. I actually call you within the hour. And I will go to the client as well. So I like to meet the person personally. So I want to see who am I dealing with. So that would be, you know, pretty much.
Rosales Financial, people.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you again. Thank you. For the listeners, thank you for listening. This is Cooling Out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.